We have the head coach of the Beavers down at the tunnel. Coach, are you there?
I am, Kelly. Can you hear me?
Yep, I sure can. I just wanted to make sure. I know we were having some technical difficulties earlier today, but your team put up a great fight against this Bulldog team. I mean, shots on goal, pretty close. It was an exciting game. Great effort. Unfortunately, not a win here today for you guys, but talk about the performance of your team here this afternoon.
I think you hit it right on the head, Kelly. Real proud of our effort. You know, gritty, gutty. It was a battle, no question. You know, we had chances. You know, obviously, the difference was their power play was 3-for-4, and we were 0-for on the power play. Not the fault of the penalty kill. You got to give the Dogs credit for the plays they made. The last one was, you know, the frustrating thing is we had scored to tie it up and had momentum, and then Tina gets hauled down going into the zone on what was clearly an offensive opportunity, and they don't call it. And, you know, and 10 seconds later, they call a tripping on us, and that turns out to be the game winner. But, you know, we had chances. You just look at the opportunities we had. You know, their goalie came up with some big stops for him, but proud of the effort. You know, we asked, we said, hey, no regrets, and I told them nobody should have any regrets after this game.
That is true. The Bulldogs only scored one this weekend on 5-on-5. So, obviously, they needed that extra attacker to get those other goals. But your defense today looked solid. I know Mac Lange came up with a couple of big plays that helped get the puck out of your own zone. I noticed her quite a bit out there on the ice, just battling hard. Her character is she's fun to watch, isn't she?
Yeah, she had a tremendous game. I mean, again, the power play that they had at they scored the winner on. She almost killed that thing off by herself. Just blocked some shots, and that was again another frustrating thing. Is you work so hard, and the goal they got was a shot from a bad angle, and then somehow it just dropped behind Lauren and their players there. So, but Mac was outstanding. Yeah, no question. And the whole group. I mean, I thought all of them. I thought all six defense played hard, played well. And you're exactly right. 5-on-5, we did a real nice job. It was just the special teams that cost us.
That line with Haley Mack, Kiki Radke, and Abby Haluska, 2 goals, 2 assists today. They're definitely a special line, aren't they?
Well, they got good chemistry, and they work hard, and they're with the speed that Haley and Kiki play at, and Abby's just she's a smart player. She complements them well, and moves the puck when she needs to, and she can put the puck in the net. So yeah, it's been a fun line to watch, and they're just sophomores, so a chance that they could be together for quite a while.
A big series next weekend against the Badgers. How do you prepare for something when you know you're playing the best team in the country?
We'll get after it on Monday. You know, obviously enjoy the rest of this weekend, and they present a great challenge, no question. But the last message I just left with the group is we got to get points. Again, we came in here in fourth. We're going to leave here in fourth. Destiny's in our hands. We don't need anybody's help. We just got to go take care of business. And it starts next week against a very formidable opponent who's playing extremely well, obviously. But that's the fun part of playing in this league. You get to play teams like that, and they're coming to our building. So let's get out there Friday night and see what happens.
Sounds like a great plan, Coach. I'll see you on the bus. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. You bet.